from the street perspective, Curtis Sliwa.
Rita Cosby.
Please welcome Rita Cosby.
Curtis and Cosby. The new Midday Show. Streaming now. WABCRadio.com.
Bicycle. Bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
It is 1:40 here on 77 WABC. You are listening to Curtis and Cosby. And I'll tell you, the bikes seem like they're everywhere. It is so congested now in New York City, and we got the bike lanes. And first of all, I have mixed feelings. I grew up in a biking family. My dad was a triathlete, so he would, you know, cycle quite a bit. And we spent a lot of our, you know, sometimes our weekends, we'd go cycling together. So I appreciate bicycling, and I think it's nice in a city that we can also, on top of the concrete, do a little bit of bicycling. But we got to figure this out, because what also really shined a light on this was recently a teacher, she's a swim teacher from Australia, was in New York City. This was just last Friday. And here she is. She's cycling around Central Park West in the bike lane. It's 4:45 in the afternoon, you know, rush hour time. A livery car pulls out into the bike lane. She swerves. She hits her head. Dies, fatally struck, when a sanitation truck comes out. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like a formula for disaster. And it's brought so much attention to bike lanes and how we can sort of juggle it all. And we figured we would go to one of our cycling experts here in the city, who's also a hot dog expert, too, because he's always involved in the big hot dog eating contest around July 4th as well. And one of our good friends of the show, the editor of Streets Blog New York, Gersh Kuntzman. Gersh, great to have you here with me and Curtis. How are you, Gersh?
Rita, it's always great to be on the show. I appreciate the time to defend cyclists.
Well, and I love that you're the hot dog expert and the cycling expert, which is an interesting combination, my friend. First of all, this case, it's so sad. Here's this woman. She comes all the way, Gersh, from Australia. You know, we have so many tourists in the city. And this was like a formula for disaster. It's 4:45 on a Friday at Central Park West. She's heading, it's around like 66th Street. That area is just jam-packed. You got, you know, ride-sharing cars. You got cabs. You got the sanitation truck. What do we do? I mean, it is getting a little out of control, Gersh.
Well, you started the segment by initially blaming attention on cyclists, so I certainly want to stop you right there. It's not a formula for disaster. If people who use the road, in this case, the driver of the livery cab and the driver of the sanitation truck, would not be road hogs. In other words, the cab violated her right-of-way going into the bike lane, first to drop off a passenger and then to leave the area. So that's two right-of-way
Hold on, Gersh. We're going to have to get you a schmuck. Christian,
yeah, the phone's
get him
not
on the
good,
better
Gersh.
Line here.
Yeah.
What do we want to hear? Gersh Gobble here? Get him back on the line here. My God, how long are we going to deal with this ordeal?
I know.
Sounds like he's underwater. And Christian's sitting there like, it's like, have some mercy on our listeners out there.
Yeah.
This is AM radio, you know?
Come on, you guys. We got to hear Gersh. And Gersh is trying to make some points defending cyclists in the middle of it all. But it is
well,
a mess,
anyway,
Curtis.
I hate these bike lanes.
I know you do.
I can't tell you how many times I look up and down a bike lane and I wonder, where are the bicyclists? Where are they? I look up and down Columbus Avenue, look up and down Queens Boulevard, and at times you could sit there for 5-10 minutes. You don't see any bicyclists, and you said, why did we take all this usable asphalt and then end up creating a bike lane that almost nobody ever uses?
Or I'll even say the flip side with all these delivery guys that are out there, so many of them on bikes. You know, you've got the rental bikes like this Australian tourist who was on, who sadly, terrible case where she died. Hitting by a sanitation truck and delivery.
We got Gersh Kuntzman here.
Oh, is he back on a good line?
Gersh, I was just saying while you were getting reconnected that I hate these bike paths because so often you look up and down, whether it's Columbus Avenue or Queens Boulevard or other parts, you could stand there for 10 minutes. You don't see any bicyclists of any type whatsoever. What do you need all that space for? Why?
Well, first of all, if you're going to demagogue the issue, we won't have much to discuss. The City Department of Transportation has proven statistics that show that bike lanes make the roadway safer for all users, pedestrians, cyclists, and, of course, drivers. There are fewer accidents when there are protected bike lanes. Central Park West is a perfect example of why we need a protected bike lane, for, not just because of the accident that happened on, the crash that happened on Friday, but because of why that crash happened. You have a motorist in a cab pulling into a bike lane, violating her right-of-way once, pulling out into the bike lane, violating her right-of-way a second time, and then a sanitation truck driver refusing to use that big pad in the middle called the brake to avoid hitting her. That's a motorist compounding another motorist's mistake. A protected bike lane would save lives.
Let me, Gersh, I want to tell you something interesting that happened. I was in a cab couple weeks ago, and I remember I opened the door. I'm pulling in, opened the door. There was a bike lane. First of all, I didn't really notice it. You know, you're running around. I almost hit one of those livery guys with my door when the door opened. I just missed him. So here I'm doing everything right. I'm in a cab, opening the car door on the left side. The bike lane is right there. I wish by out of nowhere. The driver and I were like, oh my God, thank gosh we didn't hit him with the car door. But the guy could have been killed. So even if it's designated and organized, it's chaotic, Gersh.
Well, you certainly did the right thing. The driver is the one who did the wrong thing. He pulled into an area where a cyclist would have had to go around him, i.e. outside of the bike lane, to be safe. And that's the problem. Protected bike lanes prevent that situation because the bike lane is hidden behind a row of parked cars, making it safer for all users.
All right, but you, Gersh Kunstman, you're a real Pee Wee Herman. You're out there on your Schwinn Big Chief bicycle on a regular basis. What is it like to be a bicyclist out there when you're surrounded by vans and trucks and cars and motorcycles and also pedestrians who don't like the fact that you're blocking their path of exit?
Yeah, I mean, it is chaotic in the sense that Rita talked about, but that chaos is mitigatable with proper bike and pedestrian infrastructure. Remember, Curtis, this notion that the roads belong to cars is a fallacy. The fact is the roads are public space, and public space is reserved for drivers, for cyclists, for bus drivers. Let's not forget about mass transit. That's public space. I say take a lane of traffic away from on-street car storage, i.e. parking, and suddenly you'd have a lot more space for every user, and we would eliminate this private car storage in public space. The roadways are public space.
They're public space, but we're already dealing with so much congestion. And Gersh, you heard, I have mixed feelings, Gersh, because I like cycling, you know?
Sorry to cut you off. It's a fallacy. You're operating from a fallacy. Roadways are public space. No one user has more right to it. Now, buses move a hell of a lot more people than a single occupancy vehicle or even a dual occupancy cab. So let's reserve more space for buses. But we don't hear that discussion because drivers dominate the discussion in our car culture. They would rather have on-street car storage for cars that aren't even moving than to have the roadways available for cyclists, pedestrians, and drivers.
Now, by the way, I was reading a story, and everybody were talking to Gersh Kunstman. He's the editor of Streets Blog New York, an avid cycling defender. And Gersh, you probably heard, my dad was a triathlete, so I used to spend a lot of weekends. We'd go cycling together, so I appreciate it. I think it's nice to have a little bit of peace and tranquility, if you can, in New York. I was reading a story recently where they were saying, and it came from a pro cyclist view, like yourself, and I'm sort of again in the middle on this one. But NYPD often suggests it's the cyclist's fault. Do you feel that way, that when there's these cases of, not necessarily in this case of this woman from Australia, the tourist, but in general, is it usually the cyclist sort of doesn't, you know, takes the hit, if you will?
We cover a lot of these cases, Rita, and the NYPD reflexively blames the cyclist for two reasons. One is the cyclist is usually dead, and the only person they talk to is the driver, and the driver is always going to defend his actions against, obviously, some sort of lawsuit, criminal activity. Number two is they're very quick to put out a story like, well, the cyclist didn't have a helmet, or this or that. We've covered any number of these cases always boil down to one word against the other, and the drivers who are predominantly, the cops are predominantly drivers who come from the suburbs every day, they typically side with the driver.
So in this case, Gersh, in your mind, UFA to the drivers, the bicyclists need to be a protected species in New York City.
Well, you're exaggerating, obviously, my point, Curtis, which is what you usually do. My point is simply that protected bike lanes are safer for all users. Drivers will hit people less often. That's what the statistics show on streets where these have been done. And this is not rocket science. The city's been doing this all over the place. Now, Rita can say it's causing congestion. As a matter of fact, it isn't. If you have a roadway with a protected bike lane and suddenly a driver double parks, well, there's your congestion. That has nothing to do with me as a cyclist. That's a selfish
I'll tell you what, Gersh. Why don't you go get yourself a dirty water hot dog here? We're going to open up our phone lines here because I hate these bicycle lanes. I wonder, like Gersh.
We like Gersh.
Yeah, no, you like Gersh. I like Gersh. Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.